Hi, welcome back to Ayan Chats. Please make sure you're following on social media, Twitter Ayan Chats, Instagram Ayan Marian, to stay updated and to know when new episodes are coming out. Please enjoy the following episode. Hello and welcome back to Ayan Chats. This is episode 5. I can't believe I'm staying consistent. Because if you know me, I'm not consistent. Anyway. Welcome back to episode 5. Hopefully, you've listened to my last 4 episodes and you've enjoyed it, even though none of them were planned. So, guess what? I've got some great news. I've planned this one. So, let's get straight into it. Actually, before we get into it, I realised I didn't really tell you guys much about myself. So, at the end, I'm going to do a 21... questions and answers kind of thing, which was recommended to me by one of my listeners and homegirls. Shout out to you, honey. Okay, so let's get straight into it. Yeah, so one thing that I just want to dibble-dabble into is I find it weird when, you know, people that are ethnic minorities, so in this country the ethnic minorities are Black Africans, Black Caribbeans, South Asians, and etc. when they think they're better than other minorities, even though they've obviously still got their own language and stuff. But okay, for example, I'm not gonna bait the person up, but let's say it's me, yeah, and you know I'm Somali and I've got my own language. And I'm like, oh, this foreign family has moved into my road. And they came with their foreign sounding language. And I was like, what sort of language is that? Why can't I just fuck off back home? And this happened in real life. And I was like, what in the fuck? Like, whew. I just removed myself from the situation. Because if I started, I don't know where it would have went, you know. I just like to point out, I find that weird. Like, at the end of the day, you're also an ethnic minority, so what has gassed you? Like, okay, maybe you're second, third generation, but you know how this country is? They only respect you if you're doing something for them. They don't respect you, like, if you, like, fall into hard times or do something wrong. They refer to you as what your heritage and background was, even if it was 5 generations ago, okay? Let's just point that out. Like, I find that so weird. Like, I don't care. All ethnic minorities, you were all in the same boat. Support each other. But it's just a bit, like, weird. Like, why would you beg it? Because even the Adans were looking at her like, what is wrong with you? And they were looking at her like, aren't you on yourself? Oh, my God. Allow that. So, anyway, I asked a question about that on my Instagram. And it was like 50-50. Like, some people thought it's not, like, beggish behavior, and some do think that. I still stick to my opinion that if you are like that, you are a beg. Because at the end of the day, you ain't a native here. Because look over in America, at the African Americans, even the Native Americans, they still ain't treated like they're from there, okay? So don't get gassed just because, I don't know, I can't be asked. I know you get where I'm going from, like, coming from. Okay, let's get to the point. Today we're gonna talk about a topic which fascinates me and blows my mind. So it's aliens and stuff. So obviously, when you look at this earth, yeah, and how big it is to us, like, because we're little tiny little beings. Like, sometimes we think we're big, but we're tiny. We just compare ourselves to ants. We're basically the ants. No, we're smaller than ants. Like, we're the atom of the universe. So, you know, when you look at the moon, we think, like, oh, the moon is close. Oh, it looks very nice today. It is, like, I'm just gonna, I've got the science in front of me, but I'm gonna simplify it. The moon is 30 Earths away. So, if you put that, like, if you think about that, that is a lot. like it will boggle your mind. Like it's approximately 250,000 miles away. And let me repeat that again, that's 30 Earths away. So that is really far. Which is why I conclude that the moon landing was fake. Like, it further adds to that theory, like, the moon landing was fake. I don't even believe that was real. I don't think it was real. So, if you think about that, and then you think about how big the universe is, like, you know that we're part of the universe, that we're part of the Milky Way, and which is basically, if we want to get from Earth to the Milky Way, it takes 6 times longer than the age of our universe. So that's baffling. So to think that we're the only intelligent like life forms or beings in this gigantic Milky Way is, if you think about it, you can't reduce your mind and think, oh, we're alone. You need to be open-minded and think like, oh, there's other stuff out there. And then of course, once you get to the Milky, once we expand further than the Milky Way galaxy, we have which by the way has 100+ billion stars and planets, we're gonna move to something called the I can't even read what I wrote. Whatever, there's a cluster of galaxies, which is, I forgot what it's called, but that's a group of local galaxies, which is approximately 54 galaxies, including our own. Then we have the Virgo supercluster, where there are more than 100 other groups of clusters of galaxies. And then, moving further on and further on and further on and further on, making a long story short, all this carries on, blah blah blah, until we reach the observable universe, which is as far as we can see right now, and that has 2 trillion galaxies. So we can't surely be the only intelligent life out there. Like, do you think you're the only intelligent life out there? Because if you do, you're sleeping. So obviously in Islam we know that there's also jinns, so we know that there's other intelligent life, like beings and life forces. Then there's the angels, if you believe in the angels. And to those that ain't Muslim that are listening to this, jinns are like, what we believe is there's jinns out there, they're made from smokeless fire. Just like human beings, they can be influenced by the devil, which is Shaitan, and you know, do evil deeds and stuff. They can possess you, which is similar to demons, and they're made from smokeless fire, and they predate human beings. So they were on the earth before humans. They had a big war, they kind of messed up, they missed. There's this video, if you want to check on the internet, by I think Merciful Seven. The dinosaurs and stuff were like their animals, they mistreated them, they messed up. More of the story is they had to get their ass beat by the angels. And then we got made and we took over the earth, but they're still on the earth, they're just in another dimension, if you get my gist. So anyway, moral of the story is, so we all heard of like this idea of, oh, there's other life forces, which of course we call aliens and stuff, because I think alien means that they're not from our planet. So I wanted, you know, when you're Muslim and stuff, you need to know whether it links to your religion. So I used to do a lot of research on this stuff, like it's kind of the things that interest me. So I watched this video, so it was about the scholar Ibn Taymiyyah. So he said that there can be other life out there in this like observable universe thing. So he's open to there being other life forms. And then obviously in the Quran and stuff, we know that Allah created life forms before us and will continue to create other life forms. And this is other life forms will continue to create, basically. And this is scientifically proven because, as it's been scientifically proven that the universe is continually expanding and growing, which means, of course, you know, more stuff's being made and being created on that. And obviously in Islam, we explain the Big Bang Theory and all that stuff. So obviously science is real, but you know, sometimes they discover stuff that the Quran spoke about way after. So they haven't discovered aliens yet, but they might. Or they have, but they're hiding it. Oh my God, sounds so crazy. So, let me find something. So, in the Quran, yeah, it basically says that Allah made the heavens and the earth, and He scattered between all of them creatures. And there's further evidence in Surah Isra, and it's very strong. And translated into English is, honored are the children of Adam. We carried them in the land and the seas and have given them many things, and we have preferred them over many others we have created. Which means we have preferred some over them as well. Okay. I don't know if I even read that properly, but if you read that and try to think about it, we ain't the only ones, okay? There are aliens out there. They're probably sitting with you under bus if they've came to Earth and stuff. Obviously on Earth, we are preferred. In this universe, maybe we're preferred because there's a hierarchy, but we have preferred some over them as well, which them is us guys, the humans. In the other galaxies or universes, there are life forms probably more intelligent and better than us, and have been more preferred than us. So that is my theory. Like, I believe aliens exist, and I sound like a crazy person, but I truly do. Like, there's no way we can be alone out there when the Earth is just a little tiny dot. We can't be alone. Oh, what the fuck, I sound crazy. We can't be alone out there. So, one of my questions is, like, what I always used to think about when I was a kid, like, till now. Have they came to Earth? Like, there's people saying that they've been abducted by them and stuff like that. There's people that have seen UFOs. Why does Area 51 exist? Even though that's a conspiracy theory, but why does it exist? Like, would the government hide it? Are they like us guys? Do they not know that we exist either, or do they know that we exist and they don't give a shit, or they've came here and then they've been put into Area 51, or they came here and looked at Earth like, you guys are a hot mess, and flew back away? Like, what? And also, if we're of this universe, and the jinns are of this universe, and the angels are of this universe, do they have jinns and angels in their universe, or do they have their own kind of thing? Like, think about that. And do they have the similar animals to us lot? Or do they have their own kind of thing? You know? Or do they look like the way these guys make aliens look? Or do they look just like us guys, but better looking? You never know. But we'll find that on Judgment Day. And Allahu A'lam, God knows, like, what's out there. By the way, don't take my... take all of this literally. Literal, because nothing has been proven. I'm just saying my theories and what I think. I know I sound crazy. I know I sound really crazy, but I really think they exist. So, going into conspiracy theories, which is something that I think during sixth form times, me and my friend have became crazy and became experts in almost every single conspiracy theory that you can think of. So obviously, Area 51, as you all know about Area 51, and as you've all heard about. So the reason why there's a lot of conspiracy theories regarding the area is because multiple UFOs have been seen there. It's an old military base. People think that they're doing experiments on aliens, and they also have a big theory that, you know, all of our technology today was alien technology, and they reverse engineered it. I don't really believe that. Like, give us some credit as humans. We're not that dumb. Like, we're stupid. We are retarded. We are stupid, but we're not that stupid. Like, we can make our own stuff, you know, I think. And then they also say, like, there's another theory saying that the Illuminati is preparing Earth for an invasion. In terms of the Illuminati, I'm gonna do a whole other video on them and get my friend on, who me and her, during when we were 16 17, we scared the hell out of ourselves with all this Illuminati stuff and this Dajjal stuff and all of that stuff and linking everything together. We got so scared to the point where I was like, I'm feeling crazy. But the thing is, it made me more religious. Like, back then, with all the crazy research I was doing, I was more in deen. Now, I think I should scare myself, because I think that's the only way I stay on track. So they're basically saying that the Illuminati is preparing Earth for an invasion, these politicians are aliens and stuff like that. But I'll do a whole other video on it. Most likely it's about, you know, the Illuminati, to be honest, is linked to Dajjal, which is the Antichrist. I'll do a whole other video on that. A whole other day, a whole other topic. And that video will probably be an hour long, because it is crazy as hell. And also, I'm kind of scared right now because I'm home alone and I don't really want to talk about that. You don't understand, it's really creepy. It's really creepy because they're linked to everything. If you guys are listening and you guys are the Illuminati, leave me alone. Okay, hopefully you guys liked that topic on aliens, which was the BTEC version of a very good informational recording, which could have been more scientific magic and more informational magic, but instead it was more of the way I speak. But if I wrote an essay on it, best believe I'll get it first, because I am passionate about this topic. Okay, back now I'm gonna move on to what my kind, lovely listeners have suggested that I do. Shout out to you, homegirl, and my other girls, and whoever else is listening out there. I'm gonna do 21 questions, so you guys can get to know about me, and like, you guys will have a deeper understanding and deeper knowledge about this person that you're listening to, who speaks very quickly and with a lisp, and I seem unstable, but I am stable, you know? Okay, let's get into it. You know when I'm asking myself the questions, I want to use another voice, because I don't want to ask myself my voice and then answer it, because it's going to merge together and be kind of weird. So I'm going to ask myself the question in another voice and then answer it in my voice. Okay. Okay, here we go. What are the consequences of everybody having instant destruction at their fingertips? Well, I don't even know if that was a different voice. Well, the consequences of everyone having instant destruction at their fingertips is that they're distracted. That's it. Okay. Question number two. What should they teach in school that they don't? Well, in school they should teach about the taxes and how to buy a house, and how to pay your car insurance, and how to afford a car, and how to sort out your finances, and how to save your money. You know, stuff that we did in everyday life, you know? They shouldn't really teach us about useless stuff like the Pythagoras theorem, because I haven't used that since school, but they should teach us that. Hold on, I am recording. Okay, come back in a bit, let me carry on. Question number three. What makes you say, what was I thinking when looking back at your life? The way I used to dress, basically, it was a hot ass mess and it was atrocious. And I used to think, what in the flying heck? When I look back at pictures, I think, what in the heck was I doing? But to be honest, I just used to roll out of bed, so it kind of makes sense. What achievement are you proud of that people would think is weird? Well, the achievement that I'm proud of is this. like I will never do this in 100 years, and I'm doing it, and getting out of my box and stuff like that. Okay, question number 5. What would be your strategy for surviving an apocalyptic epidemic? My strategy would be to lock myself somewhere, camp, and then shoot whatever comes, and that's the way you survive. Or just pray and then die praying. Question number six. What part of your culture are you most and least proud of? Well, you know, I'm Somali. I'm proud of the fact that we support each other, which is very, very nice, because Somalis will always be there for each other. But at the same time, they would also be there and bringing each other down. So that's one thing that I'm not proud of.
Question number 7. Worst guests, and what did they do?
Well, the worst house guests that I've had, well, guests, they're not really bad to be honest, but they're always, I'm the one that always has to give up my bed. And what happens is, well, I don't know, I think I'm normal weight now, but I'm usually underweight, so my bed's not used to weight. So, they break my bed. They broke my bed. And they broke my other bed. I'm my other bed. And I'm the one that gives up my bed. Like, my sister don't give up her bed. It's me. And they keep breaking my bed.
Question number 8. Hidden talent.
Well, my hidden talent is very scary. And I can do it right now, but I don't want to scare you guys. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I don't care. My hidden talent is I can do a very deep voice. Like, deep, like, scary, scary, scary deep voice. And I'm going to do it now.
Hello. Do I sound like a man?
Yeah, that's what I can do. Very creepy, but I can do that. I'm still a girl, okay? Don't think I'm a guy. Question number 9. What movie made you cry? The movie that made me cry is Jason's Lyric. It has Jada Smith, and I don't know the other actor's name, but it's like romantic and also not romantic. Like, it shows you the struggles of African Americans and how he's trying to stay out the gang life, and his brother's a hood rat, and then it's just really messed up. And then he also finds romance with Jada Pinkett Smith, and then all that kind of stuff. And then at the end, it's just like, what in the hell? And then, like, one tear fell out. Like, I don't really cry, but one tear fell out, and I was like, this movie is emotional. This movie is good.
Question number 10. What's the worst date you've been on?
I ain't been on a date. Because I'm a good girl. Oh, I'm joking. I ain't been on a date because I'm scared. Well, I was scared. I don't think I'm scared anymore, but I was scared. And also, I was a little shy. I didn't look it from the outside because I wore jeans and stuff. I didn't wear jilbab, but I was a sheikh in my heart. And in my brain, I was a sheikh.
Question 11. What impression do you give when you first meet someone?
I don't think I give a good... Well, I don't know about now, but I don't think I give a very good impression. Because first of all, if I see you and I don't have my glasses on, I won't remember you. I won't remember you because I saw a blur. And I feel like I'm reserved when I first meet people, so they either think like this bitch bougie or this awkward ass little ass thing. What is wrong with this awkward little thing? So I don't think I really give a good first impression, but if you get to know me, you'll see I'm popping and I'm a good person.
Question number 12. What is the best and worst part of your personality?
The best part of my personality is that I think I'm caring. Well, actually not. I love that one. I think I'm very caring, and I would help you out no matter what. I'll try to get you out of your troubles. The worst part of my personality is that I can't express my emotions very goodly, like very well. So if it comes to expressing emotions,
I'm dipping. I'm gone. Question number 13. How would your perfect partner treat you?
You better treat me like a queen. Have you watched I don't know if any of you guys have watched A Different World, which is a spin-off to The Cosby Show. I want that Dwayne and Whitney Gilbert relationship. Dwayne! I want that kind of relationship. By the way, that's how she speaks, so... That's perfect.
Question number 14. Oh my god, I'm not even halfway.
I'm sorry guys if you guys are still listening, but I hope I made this question time thing very interesting for you and you've got to know me better.
Question number 14. What or who would you sacrifice your life for?
Nobody. Nobody.
Question number 15. What is the most crucial thing for you in a relationship?
Mutual respect and understanding. And then I learned a lot along the way because I ain't even been in one, so I don't know.
Question number 16. What do parents do that screws their kids up?
Putting their kids down, suppressing their emotions, telling them not to cry, making them into little adults when they should be playing. Stuff like that.
Question number 17.
Would you rather be invisible for a day or fly for a day? I'd rather be invisible, because if you're flying for a day and then, like, let's say you decide to fly to another country and then your day is up, how are you gonna fly back? And pretend now, like, if I fly in the state that I'm in now with, like, not much in my bank account, I ain't coming back. I'm just gonna be sold or kidnapped by wherever I am. I probably have to sell myself to survive. Hell to the no. I would be invisible and I would walk around and slap people.
Question number 18. Find the love of your life or a suitcase with $5 million?
A suitcase with $5 million, and then I'll buy the love of my life.
Question number 19. Would you rather never be able to eat meat or never eat vegetables?
I would rather never be able to eat meat, because I don't eat most meat anyway. Like, I only like lamb, and I like chicken and fish. So I could survive without meat, and I would only eat vegetables, because vegetables, you can have corn, which is like meat. And I don't know if I pronounced that right, but shout out Mufarah, you taught me about it in the commercial.
Question number 20.
What do you wish people will stop asking you?
I wish people will stop asking me
to be honest, I don't even know, like, there's nothing really annoying that I'm asked. The most annoying thing that I'm asked about is nothing really, just the age questions, like, oh my god, you don't look that age, how do you look so young? Ask God, did I create myself? I don't know how. I don't have the answers. I ain't got the answers, sweet. And finally, question 21, which is finally at a good time, because I feel like I'm gonna pass out. What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in front of a crush? The most embarrassing thing I've done in front of a crush is I ran through the road and nearly got hit by a car, and then man saw me and I was like, fuck that shit. There's no point now, I ruined my first impression. So man, I'm just gonna avoid you for the rest of my life, and that is how I work. Okay guys, thank you for listening to episode 5 of Ayan Chats. This was planned, but I never planned it like 100%, because if I plan 100%, it's gonna sound very unnatural, but I try to plan and I will get better in time. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and thank you for listening to episode 5. Episode 6 will be out soon. I just need to find time in my schedule, but I appreciate you all, and although I know this was a hot mess, I'm uploading for you guys, and a bit of, like, even though you guys are a small group of listeners, hopefully you guys grow, and I'm uploading for you, and I'm gonna carry on talking until this hits 30 minutes. Okay, it's hit 30 minutes. Goodbye guys. Oh no, it hasn't, there's 30 seconds left. Okay, I'll keep talking until the 30 seconds are up. So guys, I want feedback, and I would appreciate it if you guys use the curious cat thing that I've got pinned to my profile to ask me questions that I should answer in the podcast, and also the email in my bio, and follow me on Instagram, Ayan Marian. Ayan spelled with two A's. Okay, I'm Marian spelled the smiley way. Okay, thank you and bye.